Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
good afternoon, everyone, for whoever it is afternoon or whatever your time zone is. This is your host, Pamela Cummins of Psychics Gone Wild, and welcome, welcome. That song was called Love is the New Religion. Unfortunately, I have no idea who it's by because it doesn't say on our little cue board. But what a pretty song. It reminds me of Enya. Anyhow, Psychics Gone Wild is here 5 days a week. I think we're no longer here on the weekend. So just to make sure of that, you can follow us on Blog Talk. We also have a website, psychicsgonewild.com, and you can find out all the information about all the different hosts because I'm here on Tuesdays, but there are other hosts. We're usually here either 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So again, follow us. You will be notified when we are here. They call me the musical psychic because I often hear messages in the form of song lyrics. I can't guarantee you that that is how I'm going to get the song, the message, you know, because I also hear, feel, and see. Anyhow, you can reach me at PamelaCummins.com. The last name is spelled CUMMINS.com. Besides readings, I do coaching for psychic development, and I am also do coaching for singles or love relationships, but I focus more on singles. I'm also an author of 2 books, and I also just did my first YouTube video, so you can find that at YouTube, Pamela Cummins. I will be now doing the message of the week. So today I'm going to be talking about affirmations and also picking up calls in between. So please be patient. I will get to you, as many as you as I can. First come, first serve. And I do ask that you limit it to 1 question. If it starts to get complicated, you know, you're better off, you know, getting an email reading from me or booking a reading. Because, again, you know, a lot of people think that we're going to give them a full reading, and that's not how it works. We usually do just 1 question. So I just want to talk a minute about affirmations. Affirmations are to affirm the positive, and affirmations do work. A lot of us, I know that for me, I was brought up in a household and, you know, in a community, and I'm going to say in a society where negative thinking is the norm. I mean, just look at what's on TV. There's a lot of violence. Look at the news. They tend to focus on the negative stuff and not the positive stuff. In fact, when they do focus on the positive stuff, it's really nice. So what an affirmation means is to affirm something, and hopefully you're going to do an affirmation in the positive. Now, I can guarantee you that if you choose to do an affirmation in the negative, you will manifest that in your life. You know, I'm seeing a vision in my mind where on the movie The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, and if you've never seen that, I highly recommend it, where they said that, thank goodness that what you think about doesn't come about real quick, and like some guy was thinking, and all of a sudden an elephant appeared in his living room. You know, but that doesn't happen. So you want to affirm positive. And for me, I learned, you know, it took me a while to think positive because I grew up in a negative environment. And I remember asking my counselor, how do you think positive? Because I had no idea. And, you know, it takes time and practice. And one of the things he suggested was to snap myself with a rubber band every time I had a negative thought, you know, on my wrist. You know, wear a wrist, snap myself with a rubber band. And I decided not to do that because I was learning how to love myself, and that just didn't seem too loving. So what I did inside is every time I had a negative thought, I imagined, and back then Smurfs were popular, I'm kind of telling my age, but I would imagine a Smurf holding a stop sign, you know, stop, and then I would immediately cancel that out, stop the thought, and put something more positive. And another way that I used an affirmation, this is actually in my book, is I remember I was at a group, and some woman said, and I know I'm an important and valuable person. And she said it in a way that was not egotistic, not, you know, I love myself and I'm better than everyone else. It was what she really believed about herself. okay? And I really liked that. And quite honestly, at the time, I didn't think that I was an important and valuable person. So I took the little sticker and, post-it, and I wrote, I am an important, valuable person. And I put it on, at the time where I was living, I had one of those long mirrors that I could see myself before I got dressed for my, I think it was an 8-to-4 job. And I would look at that every day. And what was neat is what happened was when I first started looking at it, I was like, yeah, maybe that could be true. And then it continued, you know, a couple of weeks. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I am an important and valuable person. And I really started to believe it. And when it really sunk in, what was really cool is because I had taken the post-it and put a piece of tape over it so, you know, it wouldn't fall off the mirror. And, you know, when I really, truly believed it in my soul, the post-it fell off because I no longer needed it. So I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so this one person has been holding on for quite some time. So, and I think it's a Jersey person. Hello, 609. Hi, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Pamela. Yes, indeed, I am a Jersey girl.
So am I. I live in North Carolina now, but I know the area codes. Well, the old ones, at least.
Yes. I'm in southern Jersey.
Yeah, I figured that. But what is your name, please?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. And what is your question?
Hi. Well, my ex-boyfriend and I are going to get together tonight, and I'm actually making dinner for us tonight, and I am hoping that we can rekindle what we had, if not better.
Okay. And what I got was a couple of things. First of all, I heard, I want you back, okay? And then I felt like the need to pull some cards. I use tarot cards sometimes. This is the Goddess Tarot. And what I got was a woman who's sitting there creating, okay, like she's creating a clay pot with a baby on her back, all right? So to me, with the baby on the back, it always means something new. Then the other card I got was actually a mermaid who's looking in a shell mirror at herself. So, yes, I feel like you can start anew. I feel that you both want each other, okay? But you really need to make sure and look at what you want. And quite honestly, then I got a vision before I could even finish my sentence of both of you sitting like in a counselor's office. So I do feel that if you do get back together, you need some, it doesn't necessarily have to be a counselor, but some kind of outside help to work you through these issues, because then I got a vision of a hamster on a wheel, because if not, you're going to repeat them over and over and over again. Okay, so, you know, be careful of that. And I'm hearing the Eagle song, Take It Easy, okay, which means to me, now they're playing another song, Slow Down, You Move Too Fast. So you really need to take this at a snail's pace. I'm seeing turtles, I'm seeing snails. You need to go very slowly because history will repeat itself. And I know that's not what you want. That, you know, that's not what you're partner wants either, okay? If you are willing to work at it, okay? Because, you know, there's a saying, your ex is an ex for a reason, okay? I'm going to be blunt. I feel that this, you know, could be the beginning of something really good, okay? Because it does feel like you have a foundation. It doesn't feel like, you know, a meaningless relationship, okay? It feels like there's a lot of issues is a good way of putting it. So if you go in here, don't jump in. It does have a strong possibility, if you both work at it, to, you know, become something everlasting. Okay?
Yes, because I do love him very much, and I left him back in April, and I just reconnected with him. I didn't date anybody. It wasn't for anybody else. It was just that we were not on the same page.
Right, and I do And I do get that he loves you. The love is there. It's just, you know, figuring out how to work with it. Okay, hon? So I'm going to put you back in.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes. And thank you so much, Pamela.
Oh, you're welcome. And enjoy your dinner tonight. Okay?
Also, can I just say this to you really quick? the
sure.
song that you did not know who the singer was. If you have Shazam, that will tell you if you have that app on your phone.
Oh, actually, okay. Now, people are going to think this is funny, okay? I do not like those new phones. I actually walk into the Verizon store and I'll say to them, I need a grandpa phone. I just want to make a phone call. I work from home. I have my computer, so I don't have an app. So, but thank you.
I see. Okay, that was the person that came to mind. I'm like, there's Shazam out there.
Yeah, I know. I don't text. I won't text on my phone. I won't. My niece, we go traveling, she'll be like, Aunt Pammy. And she's the only one who can call me Pammy, by the way. She's like, look, go over here, you know. And I'll be like, Cynthia, I can't understand this thing. And I get so frustrated. So it's just not, you know. So, but thank you for that. Now everybody knows that I have a grandpa phone. But enjoy your day.
Sorry. Thank you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
That's funny. All right. So I'm talking about love affirmations because they are important. And I grabbed a couple books. And one of my favorite people, and Louise Hay, I like to say she is the grandmother of affirmation. All right. And I'm looking at this one affirmation. It is safe for me to express love. You know, a lot of us are walking around with closed heart chakras. And if you don't know what the chakras are, I'm going to say Google it. But, I mean, obviously, we get hurt, we close down our hearts, you know. And quite honestly, I remember having a dream where, and it wasn't a dream, really, but all these, like, beautiful spiritual healers were around me healing my heart because, like every other human, I had gone through some heartache, okay. So in order to open up your heart, you know, you got to go and let out the past pains. And I love people who are like, well, I already dealt with that issue. And you know what? I say the same thing. We're human. But, you know, a lot of times we got to go deeper into the issue. And I love when people say, well, I dealt with my childhood issues, okay? And you know what? A lot of times they have. But as long as you're alive, those childhood issues might go a little deeper, things that you haven't dealt with will come out, or as they say, the same old tapes might start playing again, all right? So you need to deal with those past issues in order for you to open up your heart, okay? And you know what? The other thing I want to mention is you need to open up your heart to the right person. Just don't open it up to anybody. You know, a lot of times we walk around and we open our hearts to the inappropriate person. Open your hearts slowly. Just like I told the Southern Jersey girl, I'm so bad with names, but the Southern Jersey girl about taking it slow, because a lot of my times that's the message I get. You know, you don't have to trust someone right away. And I'm seeing a friend of mine who I remember her saying in a group, you know, it was like a woman's group. She's like, you know, I don't just easily trust people. They need to earn my trust. And you know what? That's a good way to live. You don't have to be so suspicious, but you don't have to be so open that you just allow people to walk over you. Because, you know, sometimes we're gonna get hurt. Sometimes we're going to get beat. I know that, like, being self-employed, I've had people rip me off, you know, and it's not a pleasant feeling. However, I know that karma will come back to them, okay? And better them than me, you know? So anyhow, I'm going to go to the next person. This is a 914 area code. Hello, 914, are you there?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. And what is your question for me today?
Yes, well, I have been in this relationship that's been up and down for a few years, and right now he left me recently again, and I just want to know what I should do, like how I should handle this. I mean, I know in my heart that he will come back to me. I mean, I believe so anyway, but I just want to know how to handle it right now, because it's kind of hard for me to not reach out to him.
Okay.
And I know I shouldn't.
Right. First of all, okay, I heard a couple of things. We're going to go with the song first, okay? I heard I get old music, but you know what? Hey, I'm going to be 51 on Thursday, so I like the old music. I like some of the new stuff. But I heard a Billy Preston song, who I love, and it's like I'm going to go around in circles, okay? And it's got a really big beat, and I'm actually seeing Billy Preston going around in circles with his big afro, okay? And that's what you do in this relationship. And now I'm seeing the revolving door, okay? And quite honestly, when you started talking about the relationship, I heard get out. I know you're not going to like that, but that's what I heard, get out. It's not going to change, okay? You have some personal healing that you need to do. You know, he's not going to change. It's going to be the same old over and over again, okay? And now, quite honestly, I'm seeing myself. God, this is, it's really weird. My guides sometimes will show scenes out of my own life. You know, it's really wild. But I'm seeing myself, you know, walking. This is probably my late 20s. I was walking up this, you know, the set of stairs in a home that I shared with a couple of roommates. And I was drunk, and I'm walking up, and I'm getting ready, you know, the stairs, getting ready to, as they say, kiss the porcelain queen, okay, because I could never handle alcohol really well, okay? And, you know, every time it's like, oh, I'll never do that again, and then you go and do it again, okay? And that's kind of, you're in a vicious circle. You're in a vicious trap. So you really need to put space between you. Don't pick up his phone calls and figure out what makes you attracted to this kind of relationship, because quite honestly, you deserve so much better. So much better. Okay?
Okay. Well, I have talked to other psychics before about this relationship, and they've all said that it is a soulmate relationship and that I shouldn't let go. So,
okay.
This is kind of the first time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And I'm going to be blunt, okay? Because people pick up different things, okay? This, I'm not saying it's not a soulmate relationship, okay? I'm definitely not saying he's not going to come back. What I am saying is that you really need to get out of it right now the way it is and work on yourself so you're not repeating these vicious behaviors over and over again, okay? Because
okay.
It's not
we
working
actually,
the way it is. All right.
Well, we're not together right now.
Right, but he's going to come back, okay? Mm-hmm. That I know. He's going to come back, okay? I'm going to say this one more time. I got other callers, and you can always, you know, PamelaCummins.com. I do email readings, and I do, you know, readings by phone. But I'm getting not to take his calls and to focus on you and to find out why this relationship is the way. You need to look within yourself so you don't repeat these, you know, behaviors over and over again. And by the way, one of the things, what you can do is if you go to my website, you can sign up for, I'm doing a free class tomorrow night. It's a teleseminar, a teleconference call, excuse me. And I will talk about the three F's of love. And those will give you some tools that you can use. And that is for free. So that's something else you can do. And if tomorrow night is not good for you, you know, just, again, if my last name is Cummins, so, you know, sign up and it will be recorded so you can listen to it at your convenience. So, you know, that can help you too. Okay, so I'm going to put you back in the queue. All right, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, people, let me find another affirmation. What will work? Okay. All right, I think this is I think her name was Christine or Christina. I don't know if she's still there, but this is what I want to say to her, here we go. And this is for everybody else. I'm discovering how wonderful I am. I choose to love and enjoy myself. You know, and that is one of the things that I talked about with opening up your heart. You know, you need to see, as I said at the beginning, what an important and valuable person you are, and love and, you know, and enjoy yourself. And one of those things is to not accept unacceptable behavior, okay? We've kind of heard the theme today from my two callers that, you know, when you're in a relationship, okay, you really need to work at it, okay? And you need a partner who's willing to work at it. Now, he or she, okay, may not be in the same place where you are in your personal growth, but you both need to grow as individuals. So when you come together, you can grow. And there's many different things you can do. I do coaching. You know, I'm doing more classes. I have that teleconference tomorrow. You know, go to my website, PamelaCummins.com, sign up for it. And there's other people who can help you. You know, talk to a spiritual advisor. Talk to a clergy member. Go into therapy. Read self-help books. You know, I got two great books that give you tools that you can use. I mean, if you have an e-reader, one's 99 cents and another one's $2.99. The Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relations are the things that I used in my own life. And I have been working on myself since 1989, okay? It's been a long time, and I still continue to grow. So, you know, a lot of people think I'm going to meet a soulmate, and, you know, everything is just going to work out perfectly. No, relationships take work. And if you ask anybody who's been married for years, and there's a lot of articles on that. I belong to yotango.com, and there are a lot of articles there on relationships. And marriages that last for years and years last because they work at it, okay? And it's more than just giving each other flowers, although, you know, or doing little things. It's all about communication, okay? So, all right, I'll get off my soapbox, and I'm going to take another caller. 408, hi, are you there?
Oh, I sure am, Pamela. How's your day going?
It's going good. It's going good. Your voice sounds familiar. Who am I speaking to?
Well, my name is Barbara, and I called you, a month or so ago, and I asked you for a mediumship reading, and I know that's not your specialty, but you were just fabulous, and I just was hoping I wasn't going to be able to get through today. I've been actually married, just on topic, what you were just talking about there. I have been married since 1990, but we started dating in 1978. And I just turned 51 in May. You said you were turning 51 on Thursday. So I don't know. I had to throw that in. That's not what I'm calling about, but that, I had to throw that in.
Okay. Now, quite honestly, I really can't do mediumship right now.
Oh, no. That's, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not calling about that. I'm calling because you did such a good job, even though that's not your specialty. Last time, I was really hoping you could give me some advice today. I've been self-employed since 2002. My career imploded, just like the rest of the planet, it seems like, along with losing a house and all that other good stuff, back in 2008 and 2009. And I'm feeling like I love being a housewife, by the way. I'm good at it, kind of raised to do this sort of thing. But I feel like I should be back out in the workforce. I'm wondering, is there any direction that you can give me? I know if I bite into something, things will open up, but I'm completely directionless at the moment.
Okay, first of all, I heard a song as you were talking, We Can Make It Happen, okay? So I feel that you can. The other thing I heard was part-time to full-time, okay? Quite honestly, you're good at being self-employed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I heard was to help people, something that in where you can help people and to serve people, okay?
Mm.
That's what I'm getting. And I'm not talking about Burger King, okay? I'm not talking about that. Okay, because I don't know how to say it. It doesn't feel exactly corporate, okay? But it feels business-like but casual because I'm seeing khakis, okay? So you're not like in blue jeans or shorts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel like a group of people, you know? I'm just getting to really just look around, all right? The other thing they're saying is to sit in meditation, okay? Sit in meditation, see what pops up to you, but sit in meditation. And even if you just quietly sit there and say, okay, God, angels, or whatever you call, you know, if you even have a higher power.
I call on everybody, yep.
Okay, sit there and say, you know, do you have a message for me? Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then quite honestly, go online and see what pops up,
okay?
Okay. You know, and with that,
mm-hmm.
they are saying to follow the yellow brick road, and they are saying
okay.
we can make it happen. I'm not getting really what it is except for part-time to full-time and helping people, okay? But, you know, and by the way, they're saying by May, you're just going to be very comfortable with what you're doing, whatever
it is.
Oh,
good. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So...
Okay, good, because I need some money.
Well, you know what? And you know what? You can say that to the guys. Hey, I need some money, so can you show me where to go to make some money? Okay?
Right.
Because a lot of people will say, God, I need money. Give me the numbers, you know? And it was funny because when I used to work, I call them the fast food lines, you know, or minimum wages for psychics. People would call me up and say, can you give me the monies for the lottery? And I'd be like, do you think I would be working here if I could get the numbers for the lottery? I mean, please, you know?
Well, that's actually one of the things I was thinking about is it's complete departure from anything I've ever done is actually doing tarot readings for people. You know, I really, really enjoy that. I just don't have any confidence.
Well, you know what? You just got to keep doing them. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
Now I understand
that.
And you know what? You can do that part-time to full-time and still do, you know, something else.
Uh-huh,
so, you know, check it out. Check it out.
Yeah. Okay? Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Let's see. Louise Hay seems to be getting. I think this is important about love affirmations. I get along with everyone. I think that's really important. You know, last week, and hello, Jan, in the chat room, and hello, everyone there. Last week, Jan and I talked about, you know, kindness. And getting, you know, and being kind to everyone. And I think it's really important to get along with everyone. You know what? You might not like everybody, okay? And, you know, you might not like your spouse's mother or, you know, your boyfriend's friend or your girlfriend's friend. But you can try and at least be as pleasant as possible. You know, surround yourself with golden light or a pink bubble or in some cases, a brick wall, and be polite. It doesn't mean you have to hang out with them. You know, I'm kind to some of my relatives, but, you know, that doesn't mean that I like all of my relatives, but I'm, you know, when I do occasionally see them, because I don't see them much, I do my best to get along. You know, get along with, you know, your employer, get along with the people, you know, at the diner, and for some reason I'm seeing a vision. Here I go with a vision of myself where I'm sitting with this woman and, you know, the waitress was not a very nice person. She was in a bad mood, and she probably had some really snotty customers beforehand. And the woman who I was with was really complaining about her. And I said, you know, you never know what kind of day she had. And the woman came over, and I don't know, I said something. I was friendly, tried to lighten it up. And, you know, by the end of the meal, we were all getting along with each other, all right? So be positive. Now, you don't have to get along with somebody who is being abusive or mean to you, okay? And the other thing I want to say about getting along, it's really important to be ethical. Like, if you have a job or if you're living somewhere, pay your rent. If you can't pay it, talk to whoever your landlord is. Make arrangements. And that goes with credit cards or whatever, okay? Because that is also part of getting along. You know, get along with people at work to the best of your possibility. You might not have to like everyone. You might not be friends with everyone. But do your best to get along. And sometimes my guides are saying silent is golden. I was going to say you don't always have to engage in conversation. Just do your work. Okay? So, all righty. On to the next one. 203. Hi, are you there? Hello, 203, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, and what is your name, please?
Savoya.
Savoya? Did I say that correctly? Oh, thank God.
Yes.
I'm not good. I'm not always the best at names. Remembering or pronouncing them, but what is your question?
I really don't have a specific question.
Specific question? Is there a specific area you want me to look at? Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? Oh, boy. Hello? Okay, you know what? I'm going to put you back in the queue, and I'm going to try it again. You know, sometimes it's blog talk, sometimes it's the phone. Ah, she just dropped. Oh, all right, hopefully she'll call back. I didn't hang up on you. Blog Talk does that sometimes. If you ever get kicked off the phone or out of the queue, it's not me. It's Blog Talk, okay? I just hit the button with my mouse, okay? Yeah, I'm on a desktop, okay? I like desktops, all right? They store a lot, and I'm just comfortable with them. Anyhow, I'm going to try 646. Hopefully this will work. Hi, 646, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, good. And who am I speaking to, please?
This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. And I didn't speak to you before, did I?
No, I think this is my first time chatting with you.
Okay. No, I think there was another Christina. Do you have a question for me?
Yes. Well, I was wondering what you pick up regarding my work situation.
Okay, I'm feeling like there's something new on the horizon. Okay, like where you are right now is okay, and I'm all right. And I'm hearing. I love when I get this song. I'm hearing we're building up, we're solid as a rock, okay? And I'm seeing you walking up the ladder, okay? So I feel like there are new opportunities coming to you. Where you're at, okay, doesn't feel like you're going to stay forever. I'm just, again, I'm not getting what it is, and it's really weird because, first of all, I saw someone hand you flowers, and then, you know, you ever see a beauty pageant and the winner has a little thing across her chest, I forget what that's called, you know, the Miss America thingy on her chest and the crown, and she's got flowers and she's blowing kisses and waving to everyone. I see you doing that. So whatever's coming, it's going to be something that's going to make you feel good. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because it's really funny the way it's coming, okay? So whatever your situation is right now, it will get better. And with that, they're playing the Beatles song. It's getting better all the time. And now I'm hearing something out of an old TV show, Fame. You got big dreams, okay? So whatever it is you're dreaming to do, I'm getting to do it, okay? That's really important, okay?
Well, actually, I'm waiting to hear back from my boss this Friday, who's going to be deciding about my status at this company. It's, you know, whether or not he's going to let me go.
Okay, well, whatever it is, you know, again, I feel movement, I feel changes, I feel you going up the stairs. So if it's not here, it's someplace else. Okay? And again, I'm hearing you got big dreams. So if there's something that you're dreaming about doing, go for it. It doesn't necessarily have to be at this company. Quite honestly, I'm not getting a yes or no with that. You know, my guides are just saying you'll know what to do, okay? As far as, like, you, if you lose your job, I'm hearing don't worry about a thing. They're so funny. Before I could finish that, my guides are saying it's all part of the process. You know, sometimes what looks like something, like, that's really bad that's happening to us is something that is really a blessing in disguise, even though at the time, quite honestly, it doesn't feel like a blessing, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you back in the queue. All right, I see that woman 203 has called again, so I'm going to try her. Hopefully we can get her. Hello,
hi,
203.
I do apologize. I grew up, the connection in my house is so poor. I just switched to a different room. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, no, that's okay. I wasn't sure if it was Blog Talk or me. Did you have a specific area you wanted me to look at?
Career.
Okay, it's funny. We go from relationships to career, okay? For some reason, I'm seeing you with paperwork, okay? I'm not sure if it's you doing paperwork, doing an application, handing in something, okay? That's what I'm getting, all right? And I'm also hearing the song Bye Bye Baby Bye Bye, okay? So the only thing I can think of is you're leaving something and you're going into something new, okay? And I'm getting all kinds of weird images. I'm seeing in a boat, and I'm seeing you rowing fast, okay? And, you know, it gets stormy, but, like, you go up and down waves, but you're still hanging in there. And then I'm seeing, like an island, okay, that's sandy, but there's all kinds of, like, vegetation and fruit and stuff, and people are greeting you, okay? So it feels like you're going into a much better place when it comes to career. I'm seeing you shaking hands with somebody. To me, that means, like, you know, a business deal, okay? You know, something that you're going to work with somebody on. You know, I hope this is making sense because I'm really not sure what I'm talking about. Okay?
You definitely are making sense because I actually put in the application 2 weeks ago. So
okay.
I'm just waiting on the call back right now. So you're definitely hitting it on the money.
Okay, good.
It's going to be a goal for me because I am making a total 360 from where I was.
good. Well, then that's...
Now, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, then that's just, you know, because sometimes I get these crazy visions. I have no idea, but you understand. And really, you are just rowing that, like, it's like a canoe almost. And, you know, and you're just going, like, so fast because you're going from one side with the little oar to the other side. And, you know, so it's going to be a good place to be. And I'm hearing it's meant to be. Okay? It's meant to be.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to do, I like this, okay? Wherever I am, there is joy and laughter. Oh, isn't that wonderful? That is so wonderful. You know, I have to admit, I'm not always joyful and I'm not always full of laughter because I'm human. Quite honestly, if my computer was a person, it would have a lot of issues the way I yell at it because my computer just makes me so mad sometimes. But, you know, one of my things is, you know, well, I ask God to please make me an instrument of thy peace and healing, okay? And, you know, peace and healing to me is having joy, laughter, okay? So, you know, we're going back to the positive. Try and be as positive, kind, you know, spreading goodwill because we all know what it's like being around somebody who's really negative. Or if you're the person who's really negative, it brings everyone down. Now, you know, obviously there are times when we're hurting, you know, loss of a job, death of a loved one, a breakup, moving from an area. There, you know, that's just part of life because pain is part of life, but it's also part of growth, and it's a little hard to have a lot of joy and laughter when that's going on. But when those, like, I want to say tragedies and really big lessons aren't going on, because let's put it this way, we always have obstacles that we're going to occur in our life, but when they're not going on, try to stay as positive. And one of the things that I like to do, you know, is maybe read the comics. Read something inspirational. Watch, you know, I love cat videos. And that, you know, because they're so funny. Or if you're a dog lover or whatever, you know, that will help you. And the nice thing about being positive and, you know, spreading joy and laughter is people want to be around you. When you're negative, people don't want to be around you. I mean, if you're always a negative Nelly all the time, you know, the only people you're going to attract are really negative people, and your life's not going to go that well. So you do want to be around, you know, positive people and have them be positive also. You know, I forgot to say that I also have the show tonight, the Love Channel show, which is also on Blog Talk. I have Ha Tran on tonight. This is an educational show. So if you're going to call in, we'd like for you to, you know, talk about that. And this is actually about bringing more love into your life and also about hope and empowerment because, you know, Ha Tran talks a lot about being hopeful and empowering because, you know, she had her life was really amazing, very amazing. So, again, that is on Blog Talk, the Love Channel show. And also why I'm thinking about it, why it's on my mind. My website is PamelaCummins.com, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. I am having a teleconference. You do need to sign up for it. When you sign up for it on my website, if you can't make tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it will be recorded. And it is called The Three F's of Love, okay? Actually, discover the three F's of love to bring more, you know, to bring more love into your life. And no, it's not the four-letter, you know, F word. It's, and the only four letters is the love word, love, okay? So hopefully you can make that. Alrighty, we've had this one person waiting for quite some time, so I'm going to take this caller. Hello, 719, are you there?
I am. Hi, Pamela. It's Kelly.
Hey, I know that voice. How are you today?
Pretty good. Mine was more, I do have a question today. Mine was more of, I'm going to say, I'll say specifically like health stuff. It's like I have been working at getting rid of, shall we say, excess on the body temple. And it's not going so hot, so I'm wondering if there's any advice from the side or anything from the other side going, what can I do better?
Okay, and all right. And, you know, they're so funny. Well, the one thing, I love when they do this song. You're my age. So do you remember Wonderama when they used to say, exercise, exercise, come on everybody, do your exercise, okay? So yeah, okay, good. I'm not... Yes, I used to love that show as a kid. Okay, so obviously exercise and the diet, but quite honestly, I think of a lot of it is emotional. Okay, that's what I'm getting. You know, so there are some emotional stuff you need to let go of. Okay, they're saying people, places, and things. All right, so sit into meditation and just ask. Actually, now I got sit into meditation, I heard journaling. Okay, so some of that will help you. The other thing I'm hearing, too, is when you're getting ready to eat, okay, all right, mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about, you know, like let's say in between eating is a good way of putting it. Ask yourself, am I hungry, okay, or is something eating at me? The other thing I'm feeling is... you know, drink a lot of water. And I'm also seeing, like, you cooking, like, I want to say it's almost like a stew, okay, on the stove in a big pot. So what that means to me is, you know, make some homemade meals, some healthy food, okay? That feels like that's really important, okay? And I'm seeing salads and vegetables. And quite honestly, you know, I'm just getting that it's going to take some time. I don't know how else to say it, but, you know, I get that sometimes, you know, you're in the house a lot. You sit, okay? And, you know, so there needs to be movement, okay?
Breaks. Movement. Like kids have recess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because, and they're saying every day in every way. Now, of course, you need a day off, but, you know, the exercise feels like, It will help. I'll go for a walk, you know, watch. I'm sure there's even free stuff on the internet that, you know, if you don't know how to do yoga or certain things, okay?
Yeah.
It just feels like that's really important. And now I'm seeing you outside walking with the cell phone. I do that all the time, okay? I'll just take a walk and I'll just call up people and talk and walk, okay, like my friends. You know, my friends, my sister, Chris, you know, if somebody calls me, I'll be like, wait a minute, let me put on my shoes. I'm going to take you outside, you know, as long as it's not raining, and go for a little walk. That will help.
Right.
Okay. And they're saying if you do it consistently, it will work. And again, I'm getting to drink a lot of water. I feel like you also watch the salt intake. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. But you're going to be okay.
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 Yeah, I've had that, and I'm almost curious if there, because I've seriously been looking at maybe a water filtration system, because I've had since a long time that the water here in the area, even though it's quote city water, there's something that doesn't agree with my system, because I mean I do drink some water when I can, you know, see what I can stand, but it's like it's really got a different taste from where I grew up, you know, Wyoming, it's like, you know, we're out in Idaho now, and it's just the water really, I mean, I haven't gotten over the taste of water. We've been here a year.
Okay. So, you know, so, and this isn't coming from my guides, but, you know, get a Brita, you know, make, you know, have a cup of herbal tea. Okay. Not, you know, you don't want to drink caffeine all day, but make some herbal tea. You know, you can ice it, you can make it hot, you know, the cold weather is coming. So, you know,
right.
I'm just getting a lot of fluids and again, the salt. Okay.
And the salt. Okay. Awesome. Thank
all
you.
Right. You're welcome. I'm going to put you back in the queue.
Take me back in queue.
Okay. Alrighty, people. We got 9 minutes. I don't have any other callers, but believe me, I can talk. So, this is really cool. I haven't read these affirmations in a long time. In fact, I grabbed another book, but this one just seems to be doing it. It's Louise Hay. Life reflection on your journey. And quite honestly, anything that you read by Louise Hay is wonderful, okay? So where is it? I always have the perfect partner in my life, okay? So who you are with today in a relationship is perfect for right now, you know? I'm seeing this woman who, used to give me readings. I almost want to say her name, but I don't think that would be appropriate. And one time she said to me, you know, all my clients are wondering, when are they going to meet the one? And what they don't understand is that they need to look at the one they're with right now in order to go to the one, or sometimes they need to go through a couple of people to get to the one, okay? And, you know, they're funny. They're showing me a bus. Okay, and that is my symbolism for, you know, there's always another person, man or woman, you know, whatever sex you are, or the same sex, whatever, but there's always somebody around the corner, okay, and now they're playing the song, You Are Not Alone, okay, so who you are with today, who you're dating, who you're interested in, who you're married to, whatever, is perfect for right now, because one of the reasons, and oh, I'm going to really spoil the notion of fantasy love that we see in the movies and in the book. But one of the reasons that people are in our lives, especially love relationships, is to teach us about ourselves. They are reflections of who we are. And for us to learn love, learn acceptance, learn to work on ourselves, learn how to be kind to one another, learn how to get along with one another. Okay, and until you pass that, you know, test, okay, learn that lesson, you know, even if you go, because a lot of people do the lust thing, you know, they meet somebody, it's wonderful, then the real stuff comes in because, you know, as I call it, La La Land doesn't last forever, okay, and they're like, wait a minute, everything changed, it was so wonderful before, yeah, because you were high off of the love fantasy, okay, and the realness was coming in, so they break up and they look for somebody new, okay, you know, and sometimes that La La Land can last a month or up to a year, okay, and, but that is not real. You need to be with who you are at the moment, okay? That is so important. So work things out, okay? Alrighty, I'm going to do another one. Let's see. Oh, this is wonderful because, you know, affirmations. I mean, talk about affirmation. By thinking loving, supportive thoughts, I create a loving, supportive relationship. That is so true. If you focus on what a jerk your partner is, what a jerk, it doesn't even have to be a love relationship. If only they would do this, and all you do is see the negative in the other person, that's what you're going to see. And it's really funny because my guides are playing the song, what you see is what you get, okay? So if you look at the positive in the person, that brings it out so much more. The other thing that I like to do, okay, which is pretty neat, is to you know, when I do my prayers and meditation in the morning, is to ask God to, like, just is just to, like, flood me with pure love. I guess that's a good way, you know, like with the light, with love, just, you know, just flood it down all through my body and, like, make me an instrument of thy peace and healing, you know, and a vessel of thy love, okay? And when I'm like that, when I'm in that state, all right, and I'll even envision somebody yelling at me and it just bouncing off and turning into love and them getting hit with love and, you know, whoever comes in my way gets love, and just spreading that love all out. Oh, man, what a wonderful day I have. I mean, you know, the cashiers at the store like me, you know, whoever I talk to that day, even the people on Facebook and Twitter, I mean, people feel that love energy, okay? So that is really cool to do. And you know what's really neat when you throw out that love energy, okay, is that it brings all kinds of cool opportunities. You know, so please do that. And let's see, what else is, you know, oh, this is kind of cool. People love me and I love people, okay? You know, there's a saying that, you know, you need to love everyone, but you don't have to like everyone, okay? And, you know, a lot of times we don't like people's behaviors. And I want to say, my kitty, yeah, you over there, you know, and even Rhiannon, but Merlin can be such a bruiser, and he does things that really I do not like. But you know what? I still love him, okay? So just remember that. Here we go again. Love everybody, because that, you know, is so important, okay? Let me just see if there's another one, because we got like 3 minutes left. All right, I am supposed to read this, all right? We are always safe. It's only change. From the moment we are born, we are preparing to be embraced by the light once more. Position yourself for maximum peace. Angels surround you and are guiding you each step of the way. Whatever you choose will be perfect for you. Everything will happen in the perfect time-space sequence. This is the time for joy and for rejoicing. You are on your way home, as we all are. And, you know, I often envision heaven, the other side, God, goddess, the angels, whatever you want to call, as pure love, you know. So, you know, please spread love, be love, and most important, love yourself. I just want to remind everyone, my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. I have free stuff. Please sign up for my free teleconference tomorrow night. It is honestly my first one. It's Discover the Three F's, okay, of love. And if tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time is not good, you know, it's going to be recorded. I will send you the recording. You can listen it for whenever you want. I'm going to have it forever, you know. So hopefully you'll get some stuff from that. I'm also doing now on YouTube the musical message of the week, which is, you know, pretty cool. And it was my first one, and I'm learning, so, you know, I think I did a pretty good job. But Merlin actually is in that one, so you get to see the bruiser. He's a sleepyhead in that one, so that's pretty neat. And catch me tonight at the Love Channel show, and I have two books. I'm an author. And let me just think what else. Follow us, Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk. There's a lot of other cool hosts. You know, Psychic Jethro is the daddy of Psychics Gone Wild. And also there is a website where you can find out, psychicsgonewild.com, where you can find out about all your guests. So I am going to end with the song by Gary Weimer. I think that's how you say it. Here Comes the Sun, and may you have a sunshiny day. It's alright.
smiling, the smile.